it was something last night. Hofstra University, New York, gave all the preview. You've heard in the early hour, you know, some of the breakdown there from others. We'll have a lot more conversation about the debate. I want to bring in our good friend Dr. John Braccio, too. You know, he looks at things differently than I think the average Joe out there, because he's been a psychologist now for these many years, but he's also a student of history and a little bit of philosophy there. He's our Renaissance guy on the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley. And I know that, you know, as we approach this almost as Americans like a sporting event, just about timed out like one too, coming up, I wonder how he saw last night's first debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Doc, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And that was a really interesting debate to watch from a psychological point of view. I think that, in a way, each got what they wanted, if that makes sense to you.
First of all, what do you think each one wanted, and how'd they get there psychologically based on what you saw on the stage?
Well, I felt that, Hillary Clinton, what she was wanting to do was to show herself presidential. You know, she's been accused of lying, accused of being just negative, duplicity, call it what, all the negative things that happen in politics. And I think she came across, she had the facts, she was able to present herself. So I think she did what she wanted. She didn't faint. I think, you know, there was worries about her health. Was she going to cough? So I think from her point of view, she did what she wanted to do.
Her health appeared to be no issue last night at all. It really didn't on the stage. It just didn't look like it was something you could point at afterwards. I agree with that. It didn't look like an issue last night.
I think basically, you know, she kind of did her thing. And I think people may have been looking more at them psychologically even than factual. Okay. I think with Donald Trump, I think his goal was to present himself as presentable in terms of could be a president, being able to say what he was thinking, make his points, be able to be on the stage with someone who's been in politics their whole life. I think he did that from his point of view. I think that people that wanted one or the other to knock the other one off the floor and make them look horrible, it didn't really happen. I think the bar for Trump was much lower than Clinton, because Clinton is seen as a consummate politician, been at this, you know, for a lifetime. So I think the question is the undecided vote, people that haven't made up their mind, and we'll have to wait and see how that comes out. The thing about Trump, though, he didn't make a tremendous goof, and nor did she, in terms of forgetting what pundits and what people, the wordsmiths of the world, might do. I think after it was over, I don't think anybody was having particularly overly worse views or better views of either one of them, would be kind of my impression. My take on it.
When you watched it last night, did you get the impression, though, tell me about Donald Trump and how he came across, though, on camera, that at times it seemed like he had about six or seven things that were going through his mind at once, that he wanted to get them all out, but he was having a hard time kind of, I think he knew where he wanted to go, but he wasn't able to get those out necessarily. So there was kind of some jump starts in that psychologically. I mean, when you're standing in that position, and I never have as a candidate, but, you know, is that part of the performance factor? Is that part of the preparation for performance? Or is that just part of his general personality, you think?
Well, I think he probably would be, without labeling him an ADHD kind of guy. I mean, I think he's got kind of bottomless energy. I mean, it just seems like he can go day after day after day. I think he may have 100 things he wants to say. He's not done this before. He's not used to a 90-minute kind of a thing like
that's
that.
That's different,
and I do think it's true. He wanted to say a lot of things. In fact, you notice he had trouble not responding if she said something that he felt, you know, was inappropriate. So I would say that's kind of his personality. I don't think anyone's ever questioned how the relentlessness, his desire to push, to do, call it whatever you will. You can take it negatively and you can take that positively. I mean, I'm sure a negative way would be, well, look, he's going to do things too quickly and not think things out. On the other hand, there are going to be things that say, now this is a person decisive, can you get 100 ideas, get experts together and make decisions with them. See, I have really no idea exactly what's going on, in the sense that the people I meet day to day, whether in my work or in my life, they seem to have such strong feelings on each of them. They either like Trump or they don't, and the same thing with Clinton. So that's why, from what impact will this have, I really don't know. There's apparently that small group that hasn't made up their mind, and that will be, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, and then if at all. So that would be, and I think probably maybe if people also may be looking upon this as three separate events. This was the first one, and now we'll see what happens on the second one. Who will improve? Who's going to change? Because what I think is each of them might have talked differently or more about other things. It's just hard to really say. It's an interesting thing to really watch. If I can believe the experts afterwards, the talking heads, they felt that Hillary Clinton made more debating points. And then there were those that felt that he did what he had to do, show that he could look presidential one-on-one on stage. And I'm thinking, well, Hillary Clinton certainly had a higher standard to me than Donald Trump did. We'll see how that plays out. But psychologically, I thought it was fascinating. And maybe psychologically, the biggest shocker is that 1 year ago, who would have ever imagined that Donald Trump would be on
the
stage?
Well, that's very true. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Totally.
So I think the bar is higher for her.
Well,
we'll just have to wait.
And that's
the
great, and Doc, I think that's the great what's it here, because you can have all the pundits. We'll have some more on this show this morning. But if you were looking at it in a typical American election, that'd be a typical way to analyze and divvy up this debate. But I'm not sure this is a typical year. And so that's why I'm really interested in the group psychology of the American electorate. What did they get out of last night? Did they see it the same way people who watch nonstop 24/7? Sometimes I'm guilty of that as well. It makes me wonder about the other side, if you get my drift.
Well, I really do, and this is why I'll be curious to see the Twitter, the comments coming on, and just as each now is going to be out and about, how they're going to be framing, you know, exactly what occurred. One thing I have learned, I'm amazed how people that support him and people that support her all kind of say the same thing. I mean, these talking points seem to be really pretty well set with each person. So it'll be interesting to see, quote, what the people think. You know, the people often are either really, they say they're loved, but they're often seen as dummies and don't know what they're doing. So I mean,
you're exactly right. You're exactly right, and it's always a dangerous assumption,
yeah,
or at least a mistaken one, I think, to commit. And I made it a point last night to watch this, and I made one comment in social media where I thought early on it looked like Lester Holt was getting trampled a little bit. I said he's got to kind of at least get control of the dynamics of the debate and then let him go. And he pretty much did that. It got better as it went on for him in that area. But I stayed off social media, Doc. I stayed away from it. I decided I'm not going to let a whole stream of hundreds of others help influence my. I wanted to watch that 90 minutes and soak it in,
yes,
and then make up my own mind. You can do that too when you listen to the podcast. They're always available. This one will be as well very shortly here at drjohnb.com. Dr. John Baracci, our good friend, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Great take here psychologically on debate number one. Two more to come. Have a great day, Doc.
Same to you, my friend. And Lester Holt, I think, did a good job because no one's talking about him. So
yeah, usually by
important.
The end of it, yeah, he recouped. Well, there were some moments early I was a little worried for our guy.
Yes.
But he did come back. Thanks again.